All right, hold on now.
You caught us off guard.
Hello, Vashon. This is Mostly True Radio Show. And yeah, I got a big surprise for you. We have a new co-host. And let me explain how we met. Well, like most stories, mine starts in a bar. And Malou, which is her name, was a new bartender. And, you know, she started giving me drinks. And very quickly, I learned she was smart and funny. And I thought to myself, maybe she knows who would be a good co-host to come on the show. But she didn't. So she's here in person.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, first I got to ask, come on, what's with the Malou? It's such an unusual name.
You want to know the real story? Because I give people two stories. I give people the short answer, which is it's a French name.
Is that right?
And it's, I think, short for like Melanie. But I'm not French at all. My parents aren't French. So that's the like when I don't want to get into
that's
it
the
with
one
someone.
You gave
that's
me.
Is that the one I gave you? Well, that's what. Well, now you're getting. You'll get the real one.
Now you said just don't ask. Who are you? Just drink your drink. That's what you said.
Who are you? Yeah. Well, where it came from is my mom had a really good friend like 10 years before I was born, who was going through a really nasty divorce. I'm airing my mom's business up here. her ex-husband had a new lover named Malou.
Oh, what?
And so my mom was heard, you know, like, oh, Malou's moving into the house and Malou this and these terrible, you know, really bad stories about this woman named Malou, who my mom's really good friend was just like hated. And then, I don't know, they kind of just grew apart as friends. And then 10 years later or something, my mom got pregnant with me. I was a happy accident, third child. And she just decided to name me Malou.
Wow.
So I have to try to not live up to the, you know, the mistress namesake.
Well, was the original French? Or do you even know?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, because I don't know. Because I've never met another Malou.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny is I am a third child accident, let's say.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's happy, but mom thought I was menopause. Yeah. She was 42.
Menopause embodied. Yeah. That's how I describe you.
Yes. Yes. So, my siblings are 9 and 13 years older.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Yeah. It's like, I was basically an only child.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a brother that would beat me up and a sister. Yeah. Sister was my second mother, really.
Right. That's how that goes.
Yeah.
With him.
So, that was cool.
Yeah. The youngest child.
Yeah, with all the responsibilities of...
And trauma.
Yes, responsibility of not being responsible.
Yeah.
Now, this is your first time on the show, of course. Yeah. Now, do you know how it works? Really? Well, we find stupid stories and we tell our audience...
There's a lot of those.
The audience person. Mm-hmm. Singular.
Singular audience.
Yes.
Number.
Well, what's going on in the world? So I got, we'll start out
boy.
Something dignified, you know. let's see here. Where? Here we go. Winter Olympics. So, you know, that's the thing, right?
I almost did this story.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I almost did.
Okay, good. We're on the same page then.
Yeah, we're on the same page. The Winter Olympics, yeah.
Yes, Winter Olympics are currently going on. That will date the show, which will now not be evergreen.
Yeah.
But it has penis gate.
Yeah.
That's something you don't hear every day.
Penis gate. It's my least favorite gate.
So the skiers, the ski jumpers, the guys, it has to be guys in this case, that fly through the air and go for distance have modified their body, allegedly.
Enhancements.
Yes.
Yeah.
They put hyaluronic acid in their organ of virility, we will say, and it's supposed to make it 2 centimeters wider in girth.
Oh.
It doesn't.
No.
Just so you know. I mean,
personal experience.
maybe half a centimeter. But the reason they did it is the uniform they wear is like a sail. So the more flap, you know, the more that it goes away from your body. Uh-huh. They float longer. And if they get, I think it said, what's here in there? Oh, the other thing about it is we only just read the headlines, really.
Yeah, great. No, let's not get into it.
Let's, if you got to go in the article.
That's what I do with my news, you know. You just, I like to not do any further research. Just.
Exactly. So the 2 centimeters of equal extra girth will give them 5% extra lift.
That can't be true.
And it means...
So it's just cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've expanded their body artificially to get a bigger suit, which they can glide farther. And it's about 5 meters.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's the gait part.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. And so it's not for... looks. It's just for cheating.
It's just for cheating. They are the Lance Armstrong of ski jumping.
I wonder if there's going to be like medical issues that arise from that. You know, I wonder if that's something that's going to be, because I just learned about penile Botox. That's like a trend, right? that's a trend right now, apparently.
Okay, back up. for a more youthful...
I don't know.
Because Botox paralyzed muscle.
Right, yeah. Are we going to be learning now, like, well, what, like, that's going to be causing a lot of issues later, probably, right? But people who are doing that maybe deserve to have issues later.
Later's in the future. Who cares about it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
And let's, and who's got a check? Like,
right.
New guy, you got a check. Make sure they got the hyaluronic acid deal going there.
That's crazy.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Anyway, so there's that.
I have an Olympics related story.
Oh, good.
I don't have it pulled up, but I don't know if you, I just thought about it on the way here, actually, because I was, watched a video of it. Did you hear about the Norwegian biathlon who confessed to cheating in his winning interview?
Oh. Yes.
And just like, what?
He better get some hyaluronic acid.
Oh,
if he's going to get her back.
No, there's no way. No. Like, that is such a loser move.
It was such a loser. And it was like, this isn't like a 20-year loveless marriage. No, they were dating for six months.
6 months.
Yeah.
3 months when he cheated. And like, oh my God, like that is so... And I was going to ask you, is do you think that he planned to do that? Or do you think he was overcome with emotion and did it, you know, live?
No. I don't know. I've never had that problem, thankfully.
No, you know? Neither. Don't plan to.
Yeah, so that's a good question.
Yeah.
Like, here he's got the world stage.
Right.
He knows she's probably listening.
Attention.
Yeah. But how about the girl he cheated with? Like, what? Now I'm the Jezebel.
Right. Well, that's it. It's always the women that get, you know, persecuted.
The guy's like, a stud. The women are sluts.
Right. That's how it goes. But also, like, his, you know, now ex-girlfriend, obviously, was, like, made a statement being just like, yeah, that was humiliating. Like, that's so, you know, that's just, it's such a loser move. Cheating is a loser move and confessing to it.
Yes.
Like,
why didn't you just tell her?
Right. You should have told her a while ago.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done it. And then you should have just told her. Like, why make this all about, it's weird. And he's crying, making it his own sob story. Yeah.
Well, it's sad in this, it's good and bad for me because it's all about me.
Yeah, of course.
The biathlon is absolutely one of my favorite sports.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm not very familiar.
Okay. So it combines cross-country skiing and shooting with a rifle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the buy. So what amazes me about it is the skiers are going very fast because the guy behind you has a gun. Okay. So no, seriously, but you are at the end of endurance and aerobic capacity.
Yeah.
And, you know, two or three or four times during the race, you have to stop. You have to pull your rifle off, load it. And then there's 5 targets that you have to hit. And so they bring all of that breathing and...
That's crazy.
And they take the shot between heartbeats.
Whoa.
And It's amazing. It's like both ends of what human can do.
Yeah.
The accuracy and the delicacy of pulling the trigger.
Focus, yeah.
And the absolute endurance of a cross-country skier.
Cross-country skiing is crazy.
It is. And if you miss one of the targets, you get penalized. So they either deduct time or there's some variations. There's like a loop next to the course.
Oh, you have to do the extra.
You have to do the loop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for everyone you miss.
That's wild.
So those... I just think it's an amazing sport.
Yeah.
And he's brought attention to it by his idiocy. That's
you can
the
thank
good
him
news.
For that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Oh, God.
Moving on. I am telling you why I'm not going to Australia now. Because the fashion police have banned thong bikinis.
Oh.
People don't want bare bits in their face.
Who's people?
Australians. The people
I'd like
Australians.
To have a word with Australians.
Aussie Whoa. Beachcombers are bummed over bikini ban. Well, what am I going to do with my bikini now?
Yeah, well, you got to go get a new...
I got my Borat thong, and it's just going to go to waste.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Ooh, so, yeah.
No Bondi Beach for
no
me,
Bondi
man.
Bondi Beach, yeah. We'll have to find somewhere else for you to go.
So what else you got?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me see. Oh, I thought... Oh, you know what I saw?
What's that?
Australian, this is another Australian. This we're all about Australia. Australian man puts armpit hair in his food to dodge bill. And the restaurant posted the footage. They had like surveillance cameras in the restaurant, and you can see the video of him reaching in. It was like a luxury steakhouse in Sydney. And you can see him reach under his shirt and pull an armpit hair out and put it on his food and then proceed to complain about finding the hair.
Wow.
And just how humiliating for him.
Did he cheat on his girlfriend 6 months?
Wow. This might be the same person.
Yeah, I think it's the same guy.
This is loser.
What an idiot. Well,
I know. Yep.
I'd like to see his armpit. Like, is it like patchwork because he's done it?
Does he have one he pulls from? And
Oh, for fast food, I use the left one. That is...
Luxury steakhouse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you trying. Oh. I'm going to be on the lookout. I'm going to be on the lookout of Ruby now.
Hair in my beer.
Yeah. In your way.
I don't eat in public.
You don't eat in public. And
babies cry. Women scream. Men run away. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Oh, okay. Got a little test for you.
Okay.
Now, have you been to one of my trivia shows?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I just went to my first trivia night in my 24 years of life last week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
And I thought of you. It was in Seattle, Zeke's Pizza.
No way.
Yeah.
They do it, huh?
Yeah. I was really bad. I was really not. I wasn't.
Well. Not to do guerrilla marketing, but let's talk about trivia.
Tell me.
Yes.
Chris, I hear you have a trivia show. What's that about?
Yes. Well, it's kind of, if you must know.
Yeah, please.
I've been doing it at the hardware store, and we're going to, it's the renovations are such, but we're going to take it up hopefully in early March. But I really rely heavily on visual, audio, and video.
Great. Okay.
Yes. So, for instance, when I first started, everybody likes music. You know, you give them a snippet of music. What's the name of the band?
It's so fun.
Song. You'd probably be really good at it.
I think, depending on the genre.
Well, here's what happened. Is if I did the 60s, everyone was 20 in the audience and hated it. And then if I did the 2010s, everyone was 60 and didn't know. So... The way I start is I have, it's a big PowerPoint, and we vote on the decade.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, 60, 70, and whoever's the loudest.
Great.
That's what we do. And the way that I judge it, or the way the question is formed, is you get a point for the song, the artist, and the year it came out.
Oh.
So, decade.
I think I could be good at the year. I have a good feel for it. Okay.
But I give you a hint. I have a picture of something important that happened that year.
Oh, okay.
Like if it was 1969, it might have been the moon landing, something like that. So even if you never heard the song and you go, oh, I know what year that happened.
Yeah.
You get a point.
You still get a point. Okay.
Anyway.
That sounds very fun.
But I did one on alpha generation slang.
That's the new little...
The skibbity and Ohio. Well,
Ohio, you taught me Ohio the other day at the bar. That was, I hadn't heard that one. That's like, I'm used to being the young generation.
Yes.
Like, I'm Gen Z, and I am now like getting to the ripe old age of 24. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what these dang kids are saying.
Well, it's so funny. I skipped the third grade when I was a kid. So I was always a little bit younger than all of my peers. And then I don't know when it happened. Now I'm a freaking geezer. Everyone is younger than me.
Yeah.
Maybe not one or two, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And it happens all at once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how did this happen? Anyway, so here I got some lingo for you. Ready?
Oh, great. Okay.
What is, like, Riz? We know that.
Charisma.
Yeah. That's old school now. No one does that.
Yeah. Okay.
How about to mog someone? M-O-G.
Mog?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, that guy's mogging me. M-O-G-G-I-N-G.
Mog. No, I have no idea.
Okay, like, it comes from the acronym Alpha Male of the Group.
Oh, God.
Okay? And it means... Oh, I got to read the article. Oh, boy. It means someone's trying to outshine you. So if I'm trying to, you know, saying that I'm smarter or, you know, more fit or whatever, I'm mogging you.
Mogging. Okay.
While boosting your own charisma is... Aura farming.
I have heard of this.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Okay.
Yeah. Farming your own aura. Yeah. Okay.
How about jester maxing?
Jester maxing?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to my partner. That's what they do.
Really?
No, jester maxing, just like being like the clown of the group to get the.
Yes.
Yeah. that's my type.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jester maxing. I haven't actually heard that exact term though. That's a good one. Okay. Give me
All right.
Else.
What's a ladder holder?
Ladder holder.
Yep.
Sounds like someone real helpful and supportive. Is that naive?
I just made it up.
You made it up.
Yeah, just now. So
ladder holder would be.
Let's start using that. Maybe it'll catch.
Let's catch it. Yeah. Hey, I heard. You know, I heard some of the middle schoolers out here using the term ladder holder.
Need a ladder holder over here.
Yeah.
Let's see. One more here. Da-da-da-da-da. Frame mugging. Yeah, everybody knows that. Jester maxing. Yeah, we got that. Okay, well, that's kind of it then.
That's it. What does Ohio mean again? Random?
Unusual or strange.
I wonder how people from Ohio
Riz,
feel about that.
We got drip.
Drip, yeah.
Means
drip
you look stylish.
Yeah.
What else? I'm trying to think of what I asked in the... trivia game that was at the hardware store. Okay.
Oh, that was okay. I knew more than I thought there, but a lot of them are intuitive, but then mogging, I'm just...
Mogging. Or, you know, maxing makes sense, yeah.
Maxing, okay. Yeah.
And jester maxing makes sense.
I like jester maxing a lot.
Frame mogging, I think that was in there. I didn't want to ask because I had to read the article, but...
Okay, yeah, let's not
revisit that.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a local story.
Local, okay.
Yes. Is it local? K-5? Yeah, that's local,
Seattle.
Right?
Seattle. It says Seattle, right?
Kansas
there.
Man accused of shooting at Seattle police officer.
Kansas man in Seattle, okay.
Yeah. And here's the story. He's a 62-year-old Kansas man who was following his 18-year-old ex-wife.
No.
How does that...
She was 18 when the... In the X form. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
and
weird.
Wait, so he was shooting at... Why was he shooting at the... I mean, just because he's...
Wait, don't say it. Don't say it. I'll be mocking you before you know it, ladder helper.
Ladder helper. Real ladder helper over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's disturbing.
No, she called the police. Said he was after her with a gun, and that's when nobody got hurt.
Okay.
But
wow, that's crazy.
That's like
62. That's upsetting. That's really upsetting.
There's still people. Okay.
There's still people, but they shouldn't be anywhere near an 18-year-old. Oh my God, that's so upsetting. Wow. That's crazy.
Well, what about?
Is he from Kansas?
What's the coach guy, the Patriots coach, Bill Belichick?
What about him?
He's like 70, and he's got this 25-year-old girlfriend.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Well, This one's pretty
obvious. What do they talk about? What do they talk about?
I don't think they talk. He probably can't hear. He's probably dead.
Right, probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully so. She's getting some, getting.
I think that is.
Getting her back.
Yeah, I think there's some hyaluronic acid maybe involved and some Botox.
Some Botox and hopefully a lot of money for her in
I think it's
got to
be. I mean, she's doing this voluntarily. She really
she's
seems
an adult.
Like.
Yeah.
He seems like a shark.
He seems like a jerk?
No, she seems like a shark.
Oh, a shark.
Like I saw they were interviewing him and she was in the background. And she was like his press agent.
Yeah.
And the interviewer said, so what's with this relationship? We're not talking about that.
Ooh.
Like loud and just, okay, we're not talking about that.
Well, they're both adults. They're both consenting to it. Hopefully, whatever.
Bill, maybe not.
Hey, he's 72. He's not dead, you know? How old did you say he is?
I don't even know, but I think he's in his 70s.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Raccoon gets drunk in a booze store.
Yes.
And sleeps off hangover in the toilet.
Yes.
Do you know about this?
Oh, yeah. We did that on the show.
You did that?
Oh, totally.
That's so funny.
That is such show stuff. We did it, and we actually did it in.
Did you see the picture
in trivia? Yeah, he's like ass
fully
up, face down.
Yeah, literally between the trash can and the toilet, where everyone, no one wants to find themselves. Okay, you did that, so you know that one.
Yeah.
What about serial underwear thief in New Zealand school identified as a cat?
Oh no. We've done a lot of underwear theft things.
That's your thing here. I've heard. That's why I brought this. Yeah, apparently in their school in New Zealand for over a year, there were like underwear and shoes going missing. Yeah. And then they finally got a camera out there and identified it as a literal cat burglar. Yeah, and there's video footage of
so
this.
So is it on a laundry line, did it say? Or? Like
I don't know. I'd have to.
You think
maybe,
it have to be?
See.
I mean,
you want me to read the article, Chris?
No,
oh my God!
No. Sorry.
From the school, particularly in the season while the pool was in use, so maybe from the locker room.
Oh, okay.
But there was a cat sneaking around, and I just thought that good for that cat, you know. I'm pro cat.
And anti underwear.
Yeah, that's my big stance I'm taking.
I gotta die on that hill.
Yeah, exactly.
$30,000 harp stolen by a guy who goes down to the Pittsburgh River, strips naked, and jumps in.
With the harp?
Nope. Just thought that was a good idea.
Okay.
And the police arrested him.
How does the harp come into this?
He stole it.
He stole it and then...
Then took it down to the river and took his clothes off and jumped in.
Okay.
I don't know.
He was on a journey.
He was on a journey.
I kind of want to hear him out, you know?
It was the end of the journey.
it was the end of the journey, but I'm curious from... I'd like to hear his story there, you know? What had he...
Yeah. I think in his mind, when you die, you hear harp music. Right? Okay. So here's the harp. I'm jumping in this skanky river.
He maybe got a little backwards there. Yeah. Okay, $30,000 harp. Is that a normal price
for a harp? I don't think it's like the Stradivarius of harps. It is such a big, complicated instrument.
That's
seven pedals. Like, how do you even take this up? I mean, it takes...
Well, yeah, they're heavy.
They're huge,
right?
And they're heavy, and they're beautiful.
So beautiful.
But
how do you steal that?
How do you have a harp garage band? Oh, dude. You got a drum kit and a harp.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a really...
I play the bass harp. Yeah. Shaw.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Wow.
I always wonder about that. That in the bass. You know, the stringed instrument.
Yep.
Like, that has got to be... I mean, how do you fly with it?
How do you fly with it? I mean, what is your gym... like routine for to be carrying that thing around, right. Like that's muscles.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
All right, what else we got here? We got a new energy drink from the company called Beyond Meat.
The fake meat company is making an energy drink.
Yep.
Yo, things are devolving, you guys. Like, we know this, but this is one of the small symptoms of that.
Right,
okay.
Right. This is like a rash.
Whoa.
On society.
Yeah.
It is 30 grams of protein in it.
The energy drink?
Yep.
Where is the protein coming from? I don't want to know.
from the fake meat?
Is there like chunks of Beyond Burger in this energy drink? That's so upsetting.
Yeah, it's probably like costs a mint, you know.
Yeah.
Would make it more outlandish so you can charge more.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh.
What else you got me in?
I don't know what else I have.
That's it?
Well, you know, Chris, I'm a chronic procrastinator. You've been trying to get me on this show. Chris has been trying to get me on the show.
A year?
For a couple months.
Yes.
And I have like four of your business cards sitting on my table at home because you kept giving them to me to tell me to email you. And
you did yesterday.
I did... Yeah, yesterday afternoon, I think, is when
What did I say?
You said, "Who is this and what have you done with Malou?"
Because I was so surprised.
Well, here's the thing. I might be like a chronic procrastinator, but I'm not a ghoster. I'm not going to ghost people. I have, even if I've had, you know, I've had really rough dates, I'm going to tell them I'm not interested. Like, I can't. And then ghosting, you know, do you know? You know the term ghosting,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. It's happened to me plenty of times.
Yeah, I think that's just like, there's a very few instances where that's an appropriate response to just like not, like, that's such a, you know, of this time of texting and everything. I'm like, you can't just like,
it's just
ditch
so
your,
easy though.
Yeah, but it's so careless of just that's burning bridges in an unnecessary way, and people deserve to know you. And if you don't, if you just tell them straight,
Do you tell them?
What do you tell?
I mean, you tell them, look, your breath stinks, or you picked an arm hair.
You put that armpit hair in that steak. I saw
you
it.
You picked my arm
I
hair.
Just can't, yeah, I felt. You think I can't feel that? I don't know. I've told people just like, you seem great. I'm just not interested in. I don't think you know. This is going to go any further.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really a dater though, so I don't really know. I've not had a lot of that, but I've, you know, I just think you shouldn't ghost people. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to ghost you and I was going to follow through because I have to, because you come into my place.
I know.
Work,
well,
you know?
I think that was my trump card.
It was because I can't.
You can't ghost me unless you quit.
Unless I quit at Ruby and I can't. Yeah. I literally can't afford to not be on this show right now, you guys.
Yes.
Financial blackmail.
My evil plan came together.
But so then I, so you know, I emailed you yesterday.
Yes.
I came in here at 1:15. Yep. I looked my stories up at 12 today.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I feel special.
Yeah, yeah. You should. I don't know. Let me see if I had anything
else. While you're looking, I'll tell our erudite audience that a Frenchman was hospitalized after inserting a World War I munition where the sun don't shine.
Mm.
He found this bomb.
Oh, my God.
In the soil. And he thought, you know what I'm going to do with this?
Did you clean it first?
Unexploded munition. I'm assuming it's... And they still find them. There's millions of shells that they use. But yeah, that's not a proper bomb disposal technique is to do that.
No, I don't think so.
But you know, here's what's weird. When I was in dental school, my oral surgery instructor was in Vietnam as a dentist. And they brought in a guy. He was actually a Vietnamese, Viet Cong guy. He was the enemy. And he had half a grenade launcher, a grenade in sticking out of his body.
Oh, God.
And he was still alive. And he volunteered with some other people to remove it. And they said they took the OR and they surrounded it with a sandbag. Oh. And they took this thing out. Guy lived.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're the greatest.
Yeah, yikes. Maybe let's not be putting bombs in each other.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know, that's weird.
Wow. Where are you finding all your news stories, Chris? I just saw you were on military news. Is that what you're looking at? I don't know. I don't really have. There's just the news isn't very
It's harder.
Right now.
I've been doing this show for over 10 years.
Okay.
I started it in 2013. In fact, we did the very first show from the studio.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, we did the show, and then the show after us was the kind of unveiling.
Yeah.
But we were on the air.
Wow. Okay.
For our goofy show. So.
Yeah, I don't have anything for you, Chris. You're gonna have to give me another 4 months to. Prepare
for three more stories.
Well, you took my raccoon story from me.
Yeah.
Well, you could have pretended. I mean,
kind of old news.
It's kind of old. Yeah. It was from December, which is,
you know, we are,
that is old,
late
news.
Breaking news here.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever have like Vashon breaking news you get?
Not really.
Yeah.
Cause if somebody does something stupid, it's either me.
Yeah.
Or somebody I know, and I don't want to out them on the air.
I think bring back outing culture on Vashon.
Yeah,
I think people are too protective of each other. You know.
Okay.
It's too close knit of a community. You need to break some ties, you
what
guys.
What you wish for? Yes.
It's true.
People are upset at hotels because they are trying to save money by. Putting sliding doors, some of them glass sliding doors, around the bathroom.
Instead of like walls
and doors.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That seems like maybe something we shouldn't be. Maybe let's find some other areas.
I don't know. Throw a blanket up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of like the fortress of solitude kind of feeling in a bathroom.
It's a private place.
I think that's one of the only private places
truly in this world, you know. It's
that's true.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they make, I think it's Japan where they make the doors, and it kind of makes sense. These are public bathrooms.
Yeah.
That the glass is see-through, the whole thing. And what's good about it is, all right, there's not some creep hiding in there.
Right.
But
if there was, they'd be able to see me.
But once you, I guess, put the money in or lock it or something, the glass frosts. You know, it's one of those electronic things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can't see through it.
Okay.
Allegedly.
I feel like once again, like that seems like something we should be putting money towards a lot of other places than electric fogging glass on public. People can't feed their families.
Like
are
public
we
public transportation or something? What?
Yeah,
that's crazy talk.
Yeah, what's going on? What's that one you keep clicking away from there?
Well, Colorado family ordered to remove brother's shared headstone for this reason. It's mind-boggling. So
yes, yeah, so there's not much from that.
No,
that's one that we're going to need to read further. And we don't, me and Chris, we don't like to read.
Now we're clicking off that. That's good.
Let's not have to read.
So I get my stories from a website called FARC.
Oh.
And it all started back in the 90s with this guy who he had friends in the UK. He was a U.S. guy.
Okay.
And he would send them funny stories. And he couldn't say the F word.
Oh.
Because the, you know, email filters would spam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he started saying FARC.
Okay.
Like this fucking guy.
FARC, yeah.
And he became so popular for finding these weird stories.
Yeah.
The guy's a genius because all of these stories now are all user-generated. Like somebody else finds them.
Right.
They send them to him. A moderator looks at it and says, okay, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like... No work.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I'd have thought of it.
Oh, I see. I'm looking it up. That's like the movie Almost Famous, where Zooey Deschanel's character says "feck" to her mom, "feck you," and her mom says, "You can't say that to me." I said "feck." I'm gonna start a website called "feck," and it's gonna steal this idea exactly. All right. Trademark.
I like the cut of your jib there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wow, what else we got? I got this the story of it was towns that would put small towns in the country, and they would put up billboards to advertise. You know, come by and buy our pea soup or
great, yeah.
You know, whatever it was. And there was one in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
The little town is called Gas, G-A-S. You know, it makes sense. Gas, Oklahoma, great. Oil, gas, sure. You know, all that stuff. So their sign, billboard before the town on the highway said, don't pass gas. Stop and enjoy it. Well done,
clever,
city council.
Very. They must have felt good about themselves the day they figured that out.
Okay, I got a jewelry thief here in Brazil who used his ass to get away.
Oh.
He used a forklift to lift up the steel, you know, those roll down steel doors.
Yeah. Okay.
He put a forklift in there.
Oh.
Really good idea. And he crushes the door and he gets away on his donkey.
On his donkey?
Yes, his ass.
Oh, his ass.
He rides. Look,
Oh my God. Yeah, I see. Good for him.
Well,
okay.
I mean,
I'm kind of rooting for him.
He's still a thief.
I'm coming on here to help see the misunderstood thieves on this show.
Well, maybe they'll just go down to the river and
let's
undress
his story.
And
let's hear his side of the story. Yeah, I like where his head was at with the forklift. Although, how do you...
My ass loves jewelry.
Yeah. Yeah, that I hope the donkey got some of the cut.
Yes, well, yeah, some oats or something.
Oh, at the very least,
Something to bray
some
about.
Fine oats. you're carrying us with the stories.
How long I got to carry us? 13 more minutes.
13 more minutes.
Yes. Make me laugh. let's see here. I got a scandal here for you.
Oh, I love a scandal. Give it to me.
Sorry. Former Lego designer says the Ford Model T uses illegal building technique.
What it?
Uh-huh.
Say it one more time.
That's what I thought you'd say.
You know me so well.
What? Illegal building technique.
What's an illegal building technique,
I might ask? I don't know.
You don't know.
And I'm not going to read it.
Wow, that's the scandal of the century right there. There's no other scandals.
You know what Lego means?
Oh, it's an acronym.
Nope.
No? Or no, it's a Swedish?
Danish?
Danish. No, I don't know what it
means.
I mean,
play well.
To play well.
And they also make more tires than anybody in the world.
Oh my God, I've heard that. Yeah. That's
you'd be good at trivia. What are you talking about? That's all the weird stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. Wow. Oh, you know, have you ever heard that? You know where I've heard that before is do you think that there's more wheels or doors in the world?
Really?
What do you think?
Oh, gotta be wheels.
Mm-hmm. But think about for every, you know, there's like for every four wheels on a car, there's probably four doors. Think about, do cabinet doors count?
Oh.
Do, you know.
Oh, hold on. Sliding doors that are in bathrooms and hotels?
can we consider that a door?
Cabinetry.
I don't know, because that's a door, right? What are the other doors? But then I think Lego wheels, you know, those count.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
bicycles.
What's the bicycles?
How did you come to this conundrum?
I don't know. It's one of those things like...
Is there an answer?
Like a hot dog or sandwich, you know?
Oh, well, they are.
Well, yeah, hot dogs are a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's an argument.
No, I know. Because people just like to be mad about stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's the answer?
What's the answer for wheels? We could look it up.
Oh, you didn't. You asked me.
Oh, I asked.
Without knowing it.
Yeah.
That's a party foul, man.
Yeah. No. I just like to bring the, you know, let's just wonder together.
Just set the world on fire and walk away.
That's my MO.
All right. Elderly man, this is a headline. The elderly man arrested for stealing toilet, using it in his home for 3 months.
Let's hear his side of the story.
Well, he's constipated for one.
Okay.
For 3 months, you can have it.
Where did he steal it from? I mean, sounds like he needed a... I will always defend thieves. This is the thing.
Well, the police went to the crime scene. They said, we have nothing to go on.
Yeah. Well, did he install it properly?
Boom. It was a joke.
Oh, say it again.
The police went to the crime scene and said, we have nothing to go. Mocking me already. Yes, you've adapted well to this show. I don't know. I guess, you know, he needed it.
I guess he needed it. I think that's for the most part. The harp one, I wonder, did he need the harp, you know?
Does anyone
need a harp? I don't know. Harp music is pretty harpoon.
Let's see here. What else we got going on in the world? I don't know.
I don't know what's going on in the world.
Ecuadorian spouses break record as the world's oldest married couple.
How
long ago was this article? This may not be true anymore.
How long were they married? How long were they married?
It was 5 years ago. This is...
Well, let's see it anyway. Now I'm invested in
Them. Well, Julio was 110.
Okay.
Whoa. And Waldramina was 104.
May I never live that long.
Oh, wow. I don't think you got much to worry about.
What does that mean? That's how long were they married, though? Did they get married at like 14?
Yeah. Well, he was 62. She was 18.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. No. math isn't really math in there.
They have
Chris.
21 great grandchildren, 21. One great great grandchild.
Whoa.
They got married.
That's crazy.
They went in 1941 in the first church built by the Spanish in Quito.
Oh, okay.
So what's 41? That's 60. It was just 20.
Don't
80, yeah. 79 years.
That's a long time to be married. That's a and long it's, time.
Yeah.
You gotta do something to keep it interesting.
I cheated on her after the first 60 years.
60 years.
Yeah, I know. I gotta admit it. Gotta get off my chest.
60 years in. Oh God, that's a long time to be married. I hope they're probably not.
Yeah, that's probably not an issue anymore. He'd be 115. She'd be 109.
Yeah.
What's the oldest human ever?
120 something?
Is that right?
I don't know. I'm pulling that.
Okay.
Out of my donkey. I don't know.
Let's see here. Here's a typical Aussie story.
Oh, great. We got a lot. We're featuring Australia here.
Two huge snakes fall through kitchen ceiling in Australia. Yay. Oh, my God. Look at the size of those things.
Oh.
And
I love snakes.
Almost 10 feet and a little over 8 feet.
No, thank you.
Woo.
No, thank you. Ooh, yeah. Australia, I have a dear friend who is Australian.
Yeah.
And I've never gone to visit her. She's come here
a lot.
Where's
she from in Australia?
I think she's
Sydney. Dear friend.
Yeah, no, Sydney. I'm trying to think of where she grew up exactly because it wasn't, but right now she's living in Canada.
Huh.
She has like a little Canadian visa to be living in Canada right now. But the stories I have heard, do you know about huntsman spiders?
Yep.
Oh my God. I'm not very afraid of spiders. I think spiders are misunderstood.
Uh-huh.
This is the theme. But a spider the size of your hand.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Nope.
No, thank you.
It's huntsman.
And they're not. And apparently, they're one of the more harmless spiders in Australia.
Web, the funnel web things will kill you.
I'm not
just by
into
looking
it.
At you.
I'm not. Yeah.
But this is. We did this on the show. What animal kills the most people in Australia, mate? Yeah. Good day.
Good day, mate.
It's not a dangerous animal.
Oh, what kills the most? Oh my God. I don't know. Is it kangaroos? By hitting them on the road?
Ooh.
That could be a...
that reminds me. I got a kangaroo story.
You got a kangaroo story.
Yeah. Anyway.
What is it?
The horse.
No.
Yep.
What
people,
do you mean?
People fall off horses and die.
Well, I don't think the horse killed them. That's putting a lot of blame
on the horse.
If the horse
wasn't there, they wouldn't be dead.
Well, if you didn't get on the horse, then they wouldn't have fallen off
it. I was just walking by and
it
kicked me in the head.
That's different. But also, if you get kicked by a horse, you probably did something wrong around that horse. You know, I just think if you're getting on a horse, you're preparing you should be prepared to fall off of the horse. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. That's my. Is that true that that's the most?
Use the Google. I gosh, we don't ask if things are true on this show. Okay,
it's in the name of the. Okay, I am gonna search it though. Out of here. What's your kangaroo story?
Comes out of Alabama.
Mm.
Yeah, that Alabama.
Okay,
Alabama is now offering kangaroo steaks.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, they are so common that they are exported as a meat product. There's so many of them.
Oh, I have. Oh, gosh. I wonder what that tastes like.
We call it the hoppy burger.
Is that what's in
there? It's not a happy burger. It's a hoppy burger.
I wonder what the flavor profile is on that.
The what?
The flavor
that
profile.
That is a made-up term. Is that like Riz or something?
Ladder holder? You haven't heard of flavor profile? It's because you don't eat in public, you know? Coming to Ruby, talking about flavor profile of your IPA. Horses are the leading cause of animal-related deaths in Australia, responsible for over 30% of fatalities.
Apology accepted.
Primarily from falls. Other leading causes include cattle. Wow. Okay, and dogs. Yikes. And kangaroos are fourth on the list.
Is that right?
Almost exclusively traffic accidents.
Oh, well done. Oh, well done. Oh, my God.
I know a thing or two. Dang, okay.
You know something way down the list.
I know. Hey.
All right, well,
wow.
Let's end it there.
I'll bring more stories next time.
Yes, well, you're welcome back anytime.
Okay. Yeah, assuming there's a next time. That was really presumptuous.
What else?
What else is
any,
there?
Any parting words you'd like to say to our audience?
Oh, gosh. Come in on, what days do you come in to Ruby, Chris? Fridays and
Ruby Brunch is Tuesday at 4.
Yeah.
We'll come into
Ruby at Tuesday at 4 and just harass Chris. make him order some food for him. Yeah. He loves when people order food for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Food with alcohol.
Food and the cheapest whiskey.
Well, I used to, Dickel was one of your...
Dickel rye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say, I'd like a tickle a dickle.
A tickle a dickle.
And someone got upset that I said that. So
who
I stopped
who
saying,
was it?
I'm not saying it on air. I will tell you.
All right, let's end the show real quick.
All right, yeah. Vashon. Well, thank you very much. This has been the Mostly True Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Malou Brooks. Mm-hmm. And
How'd you get my last name?
In your email.
Is that your last name?
Is that your last name?
It is. Okay. It is, yeah.
I wondered.
Yeah, Malou Klemek Brooks is actually my full.
Klemek. What is that?
Czechoslovakian is what it is. Wow. It's a hyphenated name, my parents said. Let's give them both. Yeah.
Were they playing like Bananagrams or something?
Listen, they were tired. They had two kids already. No, yeah, that's me. Well, thanks for having me.
Yes.
Chris.
And like I said, welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
And we'll see you later, Vashon.
All right. Bye-bye.